Yes, indeed, they say, cometh the hour, cometh the man, but it turned out the man was busy. But listen, Sean Defoe is here. How you doing, Sean?
You said I'm not the man. Oh, yeah. Instead of insults and disparaging and slander is going to go on, Ollie, then we're going to have to review this on a wet Thursday.
Oh, no, Sean, don't be like that. Listen, good to talk to you, first off. Been a busy week on a lot of fronts. And just as a bit of an aside, you're moving house at the minute, which is as busy as it gets.
Which is, yeah, it's absolutely chaotic. We're lucky enough, we picked up the keys yesterday to our new house, to our first house, which is fantastic. So you're still in that state of shock of, someone's going to take this off me, right? This actually can't be real. And also the chaos of, where did I leave absolutely everything? Because it's all in boxes and it's a bit chaotic. But taking a long weekend now to move in and do all that fun stuff. So it's a good week. It's a good week.
So I have this whole picture in my head, as you describe it there, of a white picket fence around the whole perimeter and all that goes with it. But anyways, great to be talking to you, Sean. First off, we're going to be talking ketchup of all things. And what's this about Heinz?
This is kind of remarkable. So they did a bit of an experiment to see if they could grow tomatoes in a Mars-like scenario. So obviously they have not sent people to Mars to grow these potatoes. That would be quite the story if they did.
Indeed.
But they have tried to replicate, using loads of experts, and the soil conditions that you have on Mars in order to grow tomatoes. And they say they've been able to do it, and that they've made a very passable ketchup out of it. So they're calling it the Heinz Tomato Ketchup Mars Edition. Obviously, an extremely limited edition, given that they...
and not for sale.
Exactly, going a huge amount. And not for sale. Go out and go, oh, Jesus, yeah, this is Mars ketchup now. Not yet, anyway. But one of the bits I love about it, right, it was in the article about it, they say the experiment was conceptualized, and you know anyone using conceptualized is going to be talking about, by Heinz's Tomato Masters, which is just a great title. So just imagine these people going around the building, going around the office saying, yes, I am a tomato master, bow before me and we'll sort this out. So they put the idea together 2 years ago, and 14 astrobiologists were working for 9 months in a lab, which is called the Red House, growing tomatoes in a simulated environment with the temperatures and kind of water conditions that would be similar enough to Mars. And they have been able to do it, and they've been able to grow tomatoes. So for anyone listening who, like me, has tried to grow tomatoes in your back garden on Earth, which is quite hospitable to them before, and failed, know that astrobiologists are doing a lot better than you are.
Well, if that doesn't show you up, I don't know what. And it all sounds encouraging for people who like their fish and chips and all the rest of it, if they ever get that far. Anyways, moving on. When you say the words SMA, the abbreviation SMA, I always think of baby milk and all that goes with it, infant formula. But it's not. It's the sexiest man alive.
I was wondering where you were going. I was like, SMA, what?
The original SMA, by the way, stands for Synthetic Milk Adaptation.
I never knew that. Is that actually a trademark? No, neither did I. Controversial now, of course, in whether you should be doing that or breast milk or proper milk or all that sort of stuff. But that's not what we were talking about. We're talking about the surprise pick, I would have to have said, of sexiest man alive, Paul Rudd.
Now, look, jealousy will get you nowhere. Can I just say that right off the bat, Sean?
Well, look, there's not even a promise of being jealous, because I am so far removed from that sort of a conversation. The thought would even enter your mind. But you think of all the winners before, and you think, you know, Clooney's and Brad Pitt and all these people. The Rock has won it before as well. And then Paul Rudd has kind of always plays the goofy friend in it, you know, the one who's not quite as good looking. He's an Avenger, but he's not one of the good Avengers. He's sort of on the side, you know, all these different things. But no, he's been named Sexiest Man Alive, and in by People Magazine, they're kind of putting it down to, you know, he's the fella you want to be with. He's the kind of dreamy guy next door, if you want to put it that way. But he was surprised himself, which kind of, you know, comes back to this. You've always thought Paul Rudd is quite relatable as a person whenever you see him in anything, maybe because of the goofiness. But he was saying his wife just kind of laughed when she told him, just didn't believe him. And then eventually was like, oh no, they got it right. And then his first thought was, I am going to get such a slagging from my friends for this, which I think for a lot of us would be the exact same thought.
Oh, exactly that. But of course, he's in Ghostbusters, which is on release on the 19th of this month. And some people saying on Twitter, it's always someone who has a new record deal or album or movie coming out that wins this kind of thing.
Yeah, isn't there a bit going on in behind the scenes? I see a few brown envelopes changing hands in order to get them to win it. It's interesting, actually, but it's kind of like they're always breaking out these sequels now. And obviously, we had the Ghostbusters a couple of years ago, which with the all-female cast, which I actually thought was a lot better than a lot of people panned it. But this one looks really weird. it kind of looks like a proper sequel to the original Ghostbusters.
Vibe,
if you haven't seen the trailer, just go and watch it. That kid from, I forget his name, the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
The kid with the funny hair. He's in it, and it actually does look very good. But yeah, Paul Rudd, he's just an interesting kind of character to win this as well, from all of his different roles. I suppose I always think of him as Mike from Friends, and you're just kind of like, Mike from Friends is now the sexiest man alive. That kind of leaves you thinking.
I always think of him as Brian Fontana from Anchorman, and that scene, you know, where he opens his aftershave cabinet. We relive it for a couple of seconds here.
Wow. Never ceases to amaze me. What cologne are you going to go with? London Gentleman or... Wait. No. Hold on. Blackbeard's Delight.
No. She gets a special cologne. It's called Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep, it's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, let's go see if we can make this little kitty purr.
60% great of the line. Time, it works every time.
Oh, now, that's a great line. What do you think, just before we move on, think of this in your head, right? Because again, Friends is kind of where I know him from. And think of the picture of Joey from the reunion, right? Joey, obviously, the dreamboat all through the show, and now he's kind of, you know, every Irish granddad ever in the side of the pub, and Paul Rudd is sort of the goofy one who's with Phoebe, and now big name sexiest man alive. There you go. Time catches up with you, no matter how Trivianna you are.
What goes around comes around. Lastly, Lionel Messi. There's been a lot of talk about him over the last while on Twitter this week.
This is something I never noticed, and now I'll never be able to unsee it, right? Google any sort of a photo of Messi with fans, with other players, with whatever, and he looks like the one who has asked for the picture. And I've gone through social media, I've looked at this, someone put this up, I put this up during the week, and he always looks like the one who's just delighted, he's kind of holding the arms of everybody.
Yeah,
you know that
big
awkward
smile
pose we all do when we meet somebody famous, put the arm around and then put the photo up, but he's always the one who looks at that, and I'll never be able to look at him the same way again. Give it a Google.
Well, it's a nice thing to be kind of known as well, I have to say. And lastly,
well, other than one of the best footballers ever.
Now you have it.
Minor issue aside.
But listen, Ronaldo in town tonight, just very quickly, is there much of a buzz around Dublin, full of Aviva Stadium later on?
There is a bit of a buzz. It's sort of dreary around here at the minute. It's kind of been a dreary, awkward March noon, but it's starting to pick up around now. I think it's going to be... it's going to be big, isn't it? It's going to be great. We're all going to have it on later on, and let's just hope we can actually get the win this time.
To hell with the house move.
Yeah, that was the house. Yeah, it's like, I'll come there. Yeah, we're cleaning wash. Yeah, after. Hold on.
Sean, always a pleasure talking to you, man. Take it easy. Have a good week. All right, and best of luck with the house move. All right. Mind that piano. Bye-bye.